The desire for eternal life is one of the fundamental intellectual commonalities of humankind and, consequently, a central theme in mythological narratives. Myths, which embody the worldview of early humans, have been transmitted over time from one people to another. The purpose of this study is to examine the role of eternal kings and heroes from the perspective of historical and religious texts of ancient Iran. Analyzing mythological narratives contributes to elucidating the intellectual foundations of humanity and its imaginative and conceptual efforts to overcome annihilation and attain immortality. The eternal figures in Iran embody a tripartite model. The Aryan society consisted of three classes: warriors, farmers, and priests. However, in the myth of the immortals, farmers were replaced by kings. SSHYA with Macron NS represents spirituality, K. Khosrow symbolizes kingship, and T.S. and Gashp epitomize heroism. Nevertheless, the immortals of Iran are no longer active. The eternal figures, according to Pahlavi sources and religious texts such as the Dinkard, Bundahin, and the Avesta, as well as historical works such as Shnmeh, include Peshtan, Y.S.H.T. Freen, Agrath, T.S., Gashp, and K. Khosrow. Furthermore, the myths of ancient Iran depict other divine heroes, including Yima, Fardan, Gashp, S.A. with Macronym, Agrath G.Patch, K. Piva, Gamed, Zarathustra, and Vastam. The findings indicate that the sociological factors of each nation have a direct impact on the characteristics and functions of its eternal figures. For instance, the tripartite division of Iranian society, comprising priests, warriors, and farmers, has influenced the formation of immortal characters, most of whom originate from the warrior and priestly classes or are a combination of both. In these societies, all immortals are men, and among them, only one woman is mentioned, the wife of Utanapitim. However, her role is significantly marginalized, and her name is not even recorded. Undoubtedly, the selection of immortal figures from among men reflects the patriarchal nature of these societies.